Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I think it's going to be Bill, right? I mean, they love him. And I know it's an easy thing to say, like, oh, it's going to be Bill. Everybody loves him. He's a rookie. But it really is the case. From the moment he stepped on the field in training camp, he's just turned heads with the way he plays. And I think what they'll do, too, is I think it might start with a little bit of running back by committee, because I think if you know Cliff Kingsbury, one of the reasons why he's enamored with Crosky Merritt is his speed, his ability to sort of hit that home run ball, if you will, and to take it to the house like we saw in last preseason's games. But also, I don't think you want to wear him out early on. Chris Rodriguez has looked good. So I think it'll sort of be, let's spread it out based on Cliff's offense. And then as the season goes on, as these guys get more comfortable, I think it's going to be Crosky Merritt. They got a real gem in this guy, especially in a late round like they did.
This will be our Grant and Danny poll of the day, presented by Metropolitan Moving and Storage, local, long distance, residential, or commercial. 3 decades of best in class service and experience. You can vote 1067 The Fan's Twitter account. Who's going to lead this team in carries, and what's the order going to look like at the end of the year in rushing attempts? You just heard Michael Jenkins' answer from the Commanders Broadcast Network. But this divorce is happening. Brian Robinson is out. In fact, there were reports today that he doesn't even have a locker out in Ashburn at this point. But when Dan Quinn is meeting with his team ahead of a preseason game and telling them that Brian Robinson is not going to play, what I also believe was said was Brian Robinson's not going to be on our team anymore. Like, I don't think he's a part of the operation.
Right.
So now you try to trade him, and if you can't, you make it official and you release him. But remember when I had suggested and speculated maybe he wouldn't take it too well to be demoted and just be a back-of-the-roster guy?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't sound like he took the idea that they were thinking about cutting him too well either, because to go from top guy in drills and getting carries with the first team 10, 12 days ago to whatever this is now, something went sideways.
Yeah, I was going to say, running with the ones to no locker is quite the de-escalation, or whatever you want to call it, is the journey. Yeah.
It's not the pace with which things generally happen.
No.
But running back room right now. So Robinson will set to the side. Eckler is the third down, 2-minute, 4-minute back. He is the pass catcher out of the backfield. But while there's going to be some first and second down work, he's certainly not going to be the traditional three down back that, you know, around the league existed a long time ago. And if you have a special guy, it may still exist now. So the question really is, who fills in on first and second down as this year goes on? I think there's a great chance that Chris Rodriguez gets the first and 10 carry to open the season against the Giants just because he's next in line, and Crosky Merritt gets in where he fits in and then over a few weeks kind of supplants him and becomes the guy that gets the most touches. But Is there someone else in this conversation other than Kroski, Merritt, Rodriguez, and Eckler? Does McNichols make the roster? He got plenty of carries last year. Could we see a guy like Demetric Felton as the year goes on for whatever reason, who's got more NFL carries under his belt than Jacory Kroski-Merritt does? Pretty similar to Chris Rodriguez in terms of the role he once had in Cleveland with the Browns. So I want to get your answer, Danny, and then we'll hit the phones. But let's open up the lines now at 800-636-1067 for you guys. Rank your top three backs in rushing attempts this season as you see that going.
So I think it's going to be Rodriguez by a nose. Not by a lot, but very, very close.
Number one?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because I think it's going to be as committee-y as you can find, hot hand as you can find. I don't think they've got a guy that's going to get 20 carries a game consistently. I just don't think that's who they are. I think Daniels is going to get his share. You've got to set aside 100 carries, give or take, for Austin Eckler. That's in that 6 to 8 range per game, assuming health, but you never can with him. I just don't know if there's a one-guy bell cow kind of a situation. I think different packages, different defenses, different lineups, different heat maps, who's going well, et cetera. I think Rodriguez still want that thumping downhill between the tackles guy, even though I don't really care about it. So I think we're sleeping on the idea that Rodriguez isn't going to be a significant part, but I think he leads the team in carries as a running back. I actually think Daniels leads the team in carries. But I think it's Rodriguez by just a handful.
So 115 to 120 is the range that I think Eckler's in if he plays all 17 games. Because I think he'll probably miss a couple of games.
He was at 6.5 per carries last year, so yeah, that math checks
that's
out.
Basically yep. The exact same ratio, so to speak. But I'll put him, you said 100, I think that probably works because I think he misses a couple games.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say 105 carries for him. Robinson got 187 that gets divvied up. Daniels was second on the team with 148. I actually think there's a real good chance, to your point, that Daniels leads the team in rushing attempts if Kroski-Merritt doesn't take off. I have a hard time believing Chris Rodriguez would. So I'm going to go first. I'll say Jacory Kroski-Merritt. And I think he ends up getting maybe 165, 170 carries, something like that. Daniels, not part of the exercise, but I think would probably be second, somewhere around 125 to 150 in the range that he was last year. Third, I'm going to go with Eckler.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAFGiving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At, say, 105 or whatever. And then I would go Rodriguez, third among backs, fourth overall. He had 35 last year. I'll basically triple that and say he's in the 90s, low 100s, right behind Eckler. So I guess my order would be Bill Merritt, JCM number one, Eckler number two, and then Rodriguez number three. But I kind of think you could put it in a blender. Like, we're all spitballing here.
Sure.
How could anybody know? And a lot of this is also going to have to do with not only health at that position, clearly, but who's the hot hand? If Chris Rodriguez rips off a 40-yard carry in the season-opening carry like he did in the preseason opener against the Bengals at home post the Robinson news, he's not coming off the field the next drive. Like, let's say he goes 12 for 96 in week one. Well, he's getting 12 to 15 carries the next week. So if it works, they're going to keep feeding him. I'll still roll with Merritt. He is the biggest reason why I think they're comfortable moving on from Robinson. It's not Chris Rodriguez, it's Merritt.
Here's my counter to your counter. Again, I agree with all that. I'm just trying to read them. And last year, despite wild ineffectiveness, despite a complete inability to do very much at all with his carries, it was still Brian Robinson until it wasn't, right? We're still going to trot this out there and see if it goes. Again, that New Orleans game where they ran him into the line of scrimmage a million times, that was late in the season. That wasn't week two where we're still figuring it out. They thought their bread was going to be buttered that way, right? Where you go to that to the Tampa game, didn't do much. They ran great against Detroit, but who didn't? But you have those. They showed you what they're after, what they want. I think they still want, even though Kingsbury's offense is about spreading you out, ball in space, you know, moving targets, getting people going. I still think they want to make you honest. Like, you got to cover your gut. You get enough gut punches with a downhill between the tackles runner that now you start to respect some of those fakes more. And I think that's what Rodriguez's game is.
What about Deebo Samuel? Now, Deebo's career high is 59 rushing attempts in his monster 2021 season. When he was mostly a receiver, he went for 1,400 yards and 6 touchdowns that year. He led the NFL 18 yards per catch. But he did have 60 carries basically that season, averaging right around 5 yards per carry, I think it was. If you take the numbers and kind of account for age and injury history and knock off, you know, a dozen or 15 or 20 carries, you know, you could still have him in the mid-40s. That's more carries, as an example, to give you a comp, than Chris Rodriguez had here last year.
Mm-hmm.
Feels like there were games where he was heavily involved. He played in 9 games. He got carries in 7 or 8 games. And yet, Deebo, in his normal year in San Francisco, out-carried that. Could he be third on the team in rushing attempts behind whichever two separate themselves? Like, I'm going Merritt Eckler. You're going Rodriguez Merritt?
Yeah.
Then Eckler would be third, but what's realistic? I think Deebo carrying the ball, if he plays in 15, 16 games, 45 or 50 times, while bullish, is not crazy. I also think that's part of the B-Rob thing. I think they think he's going to be heavily involved. I don't think it's a coincidence that the first play of the actual dress rehearsal where Cliff Kingsbury put together a plan like he wants to in the regular season, the first play was a Deebo end around.
Looking back at last year, there were just over 500 carries, right? I mean, some of it is a kneel down here or there or whatever. So basically, in games, there's just over 500 carries. Daniels is going to account for some, whether it's designed or otherwise. So you take those 120, 130 right off the board. Eckler needs his two, take that 100 off the board. So you're really talking about 300 carries, you know, give or take, right? In terms of regulation, in-game type flow. So I don't know how many there's going to be for Deebo Samuel or the second option, third option, et cetera. To me, if you're trying to keep Deebo himself, I don't necessarily want him running between the tackles 45, 50 times. You know, it's to me, you can get that same effect on a pop pass. You can get that same effect on a bubble screen or something like that. You want the ball in his hands, but lining him up as a straight tailback, I don't know how many times you do that. Maybe you show it once to keep him honest, but is it 3 carries a week for Deebo Samuel? 2 to 3? That's kind of puts you in that 35-40 range.
So I made the case on Monday after the preseason game, or going into the preseason game, rather, and then on Tuesday after the preseason game yesterday, that we're under-talking about Rodriguez, who's the closest thing to Robinson, that to replace him, you use a guy like him.
Mm-hmm.
I get that logic, but that is the question for you guys right now on the phones. Who is the big beneficiary here? Who leads them in carries this season if you had to forecast that now? The 7th rounder from Arizona, Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, or Chris Rodriguez? Or is it possible that they really turn up the faders on Austin Eckler and in a kind of three-headed monster, he ends up with 135 or 140 carries or something way up from last year because he's healthier and he's their leading rusher at this point of his career.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.